welcome to the Vondran Legal Hour. We're joined here today by Frontline Lisa. Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You sound ready, motivated, just to take charge today.
You know, that's how I sound every day, my dear.
Is that right? Very nice, very nice. Well, welcome to the Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran here, licensed practice law in California and Arizona. We only accept clients in those two states. Don't even think about it if you're coming from another state, right?
I got about 3 out-of-state calls this morning.
Did you? Where from?
Georgia. 2 from Georgia and 1 from New York.
What do they want out there?
House for free.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but winning the lottery is one way, but I guess you'd have to pay off the house anyway, wouldn't you? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Like so many opportunities in life, the window is small and the moment is fleeting.
That's profound.
So anyway, we've got a busy schedule today. A few things we want to talk about. We're going to be talking a little bit about my internet legal specials. Just posted a few of those. We're going to be talking about World Savings, Wachovia, Pick a Pay, also affectionately known as Pick a Pray. And you will hear for the first time live here on the Vondran Legal Hour, Foreclosure Blues song. Just wrote a song. I don't know. I guess I think I'm a songwriter, so I wrote a song about the foreclosure blues and had some guy play it for me. Sounds pretty nice. So we'll give it a listen, and we'll talk a little bit about our corporate counsel program. Of course, anything else that may be on the mind of Frontline Lisi, which has an expansive knowledge base in your brain.
That's correct.
All right. Okay. All right. So, where were we? Okay. You there?
I'm here.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about some internet legal specials. Flat rate fees. Is that what people want?
Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, I had dinner with some friends the other night, and that was the one thing that came up in topic was the gal says, I hate paying legal fees because you never know what you're going to be paying. And I was telling her, I said, yeah, that's why, Steve, you know, probably, 90% of your clients are kind of on some sort of a flat rate fee so they really know every month what they're paying. They're not going to get a big surprise bill. And it seems that makes the most sense for you know, people because people don't have an excess of money, but yet they still need legal assistance. So
yeah.
I have to concur that's what people really want is flat fees.
Well, and that's right. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, people need the services. You know, whether you like it or not, like attorneys or not, you have to have access to legal services. And it becomes our job to find a way to make, you know, fees affordable. I mean, you know, the practice of law is an expensive business. There's lots of overhead and things like that. So, but, you know, somewhere, somehow, we have to find a way to meet. And we can't always do flat rate fees. Oftentimes in litigation, it's real tough to, you know, set a flat rate fee. But when you're doing other things, you know, some of the things that we have posted up on my site, attorneysteve.net, you can find some services. And, you know, we're going to be putting more out there, you know, being cognizant that, you know, it's a tight economy for a lot of people right now. So we have things on there like a DBA filing, if you need to get a DBA filed. Incorporation, those are things we can do flat rate fees for. And so we have a bunch of flyers on our website. If you go to attorneysteve.net, and we have internet flat rate fee specials. And I have about 15, 20 flyers up there, PDF flyers that you can download and print out and talks a little bit about what our services are. We have, you know, things like business services such as DBAs and California corporations, Arizona LLCs, California CFL license, those types of things. So, you know, but again, it's predictable fees. You know what you're going to pay. I believe the fees are very competitive with what's in the marketplace. And in many cases, you know, we beat a lot of what you're going to find out there for attorneys. Like, for example, you might go ask an attorney, hey, can you incorporate me? What's that going to cost you? And it's not uncommon to hear $1,000, $1,500. You know, we could do a California corporation, $4.95. We have a $4.95 special, you know, plus the filing fees. So, I mean, so, you know, that's what we're talking about, trying to bring some services there. We've got real estate services listed. This is on attorneysteve.net. We have broker self-audits. We have specials on the California Realtor Association arbitration. The independent contractor agreements is a big thing. There's, you know, it's about 400 to 600 new brokers coming out each month. You know, you're going to, brokers, they need to hire, you know, well, they don't need to, but oftentimes they look to hire new agents and bring on independent contractors. One of the things in real estate is you have to have an independent contractor agreement with your agent. So, you know, to have some form boilerplate ones, you can create custom ones, or you can have an attorney like me manage it and update it as needed. So there's lots of different things that we offer. We have flat rate fees that we can structure for DRE accusations. If you have a broker that gets involved with an audit and an investigation and ends up in an accusation, we can structure upon request a flat rate fee on that. So quite a few different things. We also have some social media legal specials, copyright registration, website privacy policies, trademark search. One of the things about trademarks kind of interesting and that I see people do all the time, I mean, even really smart people, is, you know, they go out and they start a company or they do a DBA and they pick a name out of a hat and you go, well, gosh, why'd you pick that name? It's real, I mean, there's got to be other companies that are out there with the same name, and you run the risk of putting, you know, your time and effort into developing your brochures and your business cards and your websites and your logos and flyers and all this stuff, only to find that somebody says, what are you doing? You're, like, using my name and you're confusing people. And they think you're me and I'm you and everything else, and I was here first, and, oh, by the way, I have a federal trademark on my name or this, that, and the other. So, you know, you want to do some kind of trademark search to see that you're picking a good name, and that's even the same when you're trying to get your company incorporated. I mean, the Secretary of State won't give you a name if somebody else has the same name. So you want to do, you know, some due diligence on that. It's a thing I see a real common mistake where people it just doesn't cross their mind that this is something that they need to look into. So we have services for that, custom social media policies. You know, do you know if you're a broker or any business owner for that matter, you know, what are your employees doing when you're out of the office? You know, are they surfing the web? Are they on Facebook? Are they posting copyrighted images? Are they posting trade secrets? You know, on and on and on. Do you have a social media policy in place that defines what you can and can't do? And the same for your real estate agents. You know, if they're out there and they have, have their own websites and blogs and things like that, you know, what are you doing? Are you keeping an eye on them, or are they just allowed to do whatever they want to do? And what happens if somebody calls one of your agents out on it, and then you're in trouble, and then the agent says, well, you know, we never talked about this. I didn't know it was anything bad, and you know, all the problems that happen with basically not thinking something through and having a well-crafted, detailed policy so that people can follow. So those kinds of things are the types of services that you'll find on attorneysteve.net. And if you have any special services that you need, you say, I need this or that, or contracts reviewed or something, call us 877-276-5084 or go to attorneysteve.net and let's see what we can put together for you. So we're cognizant. Our thumb is on the pulse of what's going on, and we're trying to make legal services affordable.
Well, it's interesting because we do, and we have a client that is on hourly rate right now that wants to go to a flat rate. So, you know, just kind of people like to know what they're paying and you know, not be surprised. So we always, you know, if people request it, we definitely, can accommodate the majority of the people. So.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you got a phone ring in there.
The phone, I've probably gotten 10 calls since I've been on this show.
You're busy.
Crazy.
Well, you're busy. So we'll move on with the shows because we know you're busy and definitely want you to get back to work. But so check out attorneysteve.net. We've got lots of flat rate fee, internet, what I would call internet specials. Print them out. If you see something you like or something you need, give us a call, let us know, and we can see how we may be able to help accommodate you on that.
Portions
Perfect.
Of the show are sponsored by the law offices of Steve Vondran. If you're starting a business, selling a business, need a social media lawyer, or have other business or real estate legal matters, you can find us on the web at attorneysteve.net. That's www.attorneysteve.net.
Okay, moving on. Let's. Why don't we have you, Lisa, if you would indulge us, tell us a little bit about World Savings, Wachovia, Pick-A-Pay, Pick-A-Pray. Let's tell us a little bit about the program that we work on and kind of the no advance fee contingency arrangement that we have. And go ahead, take it away.
Yeah, so any Arizona or California homeowners that have a option arm, Wachovia, Pick-A-Pay, Pick-A-Pray, we do those on a contingency fee basis, meaning we do not charge any upfront money, and we only get paid if we get you a modification that you agree to sign. So we get great results, not a guarantee that, you know, you will be qualified, but if in fact there is a modification to be had, this is where you'd get it. We do get principal reduction in some of our cases, and not every case, but we do some. It's just a great channel. Steve developed this about five years ago, and it gets submitted to the legal department that oversees the option arm loans. It's really, and we have people that call us and say, oh, but I don't have an option arm. It's just a Wells Fargo, Wachovia. We only do the option arm loans.
Right.
So, you know, turnaround time. Yeah, sometimes it takes. I mean, we've gotten modifications done in 9 days at the fastest. Mm-hmm. And you know, but sometimes, I mean, they do go longer. Usually people that are self-employed, those typically do go longer. I think they want to see kind of a couple, 2, 3, 4 months of what kind of money's coming in as far as, you know, self-employed people. But, you know, people that have jobs and have an income that doesn't ever change, those do typically get done faster. So, again, if you have an option arm, Wachovia option arm, Pick-A-Pay loan, give us a call, 877-276-5084. You have nothing to lose. We do not get paid unless we actually get you a modification that you sign. So,
awesome.
Use
so
the resource.
So if we don't get a modification or you don't want it or you won't sign it, you don't pay, right? So it's, you know, essentially satisfaction guaranteed. And so if you, you know, if you don't want the modification or we present the terms and you say we get a modification and you say, you know what, I've thought it over and I've decided I'd prefer to short sale, no hard mm-hmm. feelings, we shake hands, go our separate ways, and we don't make a penny. So that's how it works. So,
well, it's funny,
you know,
I got...
Hmm?
Sorry. No,
oh, go
I got
ahead.
An email from two of our clients that are, you know, in the process, and it's so funny because, you know, they'll say like, oh, I really want to get this done, and what we realize or what I you know typically say or you know you do too is, well, so do we. We want to get this done too because we're not getting paid a penny until this is done. So of course we want to get them done as fast as possible, but we are at the beck and call of Wachovia and their process, and they do have a process that they have to go through, like anything. So, but it's definitely a great channel, and like I said, we get really really good results, the best modifications that we've ever got. We probably should post a couple up on your website so people can actually see what kind
of
results.
Yeah, and I think we'll do that. And I would say please make a note of that, and just pull down about five. Just to say maybe the most recent five, and then we'll redact the names and put those up so the people can see them, and, you know, everybody likes to see, touch, and feel things and do all that. So, so yeah, make a note of that. Let's do post a few of those just you know, for a thing. Again, we can't guarantee anything, and past performance, past successes is no guarantee or no indicator that we'll have success in the future on your loan. The point being is it's a good place. If you're looking for a modification, try to stay in your house with a World Savings or Wachovia Pick-A-Pay loan. This is where you would want to come try it. It's, you know, I don't know, you know, we've just been doing a great job for people for the last four plus years on these. So give us a call if that's what you have. Again, Lisa gave out the number, 877-276-5084. You can go to attorneysteve.net. We're happy to help you out and see what we can do to try to help mitigate the misery that comes with having a hardship and whatnot. So thank you for that frontline, Lisa.
You are so welcome. Please call me, though, because I need to keep my job.
Well, we'll see what we can do on that. We'll see what we can do on that. Okay, now let's move on to the next topic here, foreclosure blues. All right, so, you know, the other day I was just thinking about, you know, there's already some songs out there and whatnot, but I kind of wanted to put a little song together that, you know, kind of shared some of my insights and experiences in dealing with all this foreclosure nonsense and things that are going on, the meltdown, the bailout, all this stuff. So I wrote a little song, put a little song together, and it's for anybody that's interested in, you know, I just call it bringing a little levity to the day. So I had a nice young man play this on the guitar for me and sing it. It's not me. It's not me singing. Just the disclaimer. I wish I had a voice as good as his. He's actually got a nice voice. But put this together, and you can find the lyrics online. And he actually only sang about half the song. There's actually another half to it. But, you know, it was getting a little lengthy. So, but anyway, it's what we have. You can find it on attorneysteve.net, by the way, if you need to find the link. It is a private YouTube link only for our valued Vondran Legal Hour guests and some other people that we invite on Facebook. So anyway, but let's give it a listen here and see what we think about this, shall we?
Sure.
Help me, I know just what to do. that may help me get what I need. Concerning feet I know, I will never forget. She'll give my options up. Read you whether I sell or be gay. I know everything is gonna be okay. Johnny sees because he knows what we do. He'll give my options a reason.
Wow, very impressive.
How about that, huh? Huh?
Very.
How about that?
Yeah.
And that follows on the heels of my It's Arizona Baby song. We're still working on trying to make that the official state song of Arizona. But you can find that, by the way, if you're interested, my loyal fan, itsarizonababy.com. Give that one a listen. That's a nice little song, too. But, yeah, I thought it wasn't bad. I thought it was pretty good. And I've got another friend out who's doing, he's going to try to do the full version, all the lyrics. Which, you know, there's more lengthy lyrics. If you go to attorneysteve.net, you'll see it. But there's, I get into produce the note and taking off the gloves and doing that. So there's a little more to the song. So, it's pretty, it's something, right? It's something to break up the day and bring a little levity to what is sometimes a difficult topic.
I agree. It sounds pretty good. And it's, you know, it's, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it. It's a, you know, it's not going away anytime soon, that's for sure.
Come on, just admit it. You were up dancing, weren't you? Admit it.
Sure.
Frontline Lisi, come on, be honest.
I was dancing, actually.
Okay, that's what I wanted to
hear.
What's that?
I said at least I was tapping my feet.
There you go. I'll take whatever I can get. All right, so moving on. So that's the Foreclosure Blues song. And if you want to hear that again, and I know you do, it's right there at attorneysteve.net. Okay, last topic for the day. We're going to talk a little bit about our broker counsel program. And we were talking a little bit about this when we were talking about flat rate fees, trying to find a way to bring needed services to professionals, in this case real estate professionals who need the services. You know, there's quite a few number of licensed real estate people out there, and in my opinion, having earned a broker's license in California and Arizona myself, you know, having practiced commercial and residential real estate and having been a mortgage loan officer, I know that, you know, there's a lot of details, there's a lot of law in basically running your day-to-day business as a real estate company. And I think most of the big companies, REMAX and others, you know, 21st century, they have lawyers, you know, working for them. So there's a reason for it. Do you need a lawyer every single day? No. But is there times during the course of a given month that you say, you know, I wish I could speak to a lawyer on this issue or that, or just, you know, get somebody's opinion, but I don't want it to cost $500 every time I place a call? And that's what people are worried about. Those are the concerns people have in a tight economy like this. So we put together some services, some options, some programs that just may be what you're looking for if you're a real estate broker, saying, especially a new broker. You know, it's nice to have somebody that has your back when you're new to the business. You know, when you're a broker, there's a lot of things going on. You're hiring agents. You're getting marketing going. You're putting up websites. I mean, there's a lot of issues, hidden issues that you may not be thinking about when you're going through that process. So we have some programs. You can check it out on brokercounsel.com. That's brokercounsel with an S, counsel with an S, not a C. Brokercounsel.com, and talks about the different things we have. But, you know, the people that subscribe and sign up for the service basically get allotted monthly hours and reduced fee hours, and we have access to a real estate knowledge base that we're putting together. It's already up, and we're, you know, filling it with content, and so you get that, and we have some webcasts and monthly emails, basically tools to help you keep abreast of the happenings in real estate, things that affect your business, new laws, new regulations, new cases, tips, insights, checklists, those kinds of things, you know, what's going on in Sacramento, those kinds of things. So check it out, brokercouncil.com, if you're interested or you need custom pricing or you want to discuss about having your own attorney, outside counsel representing you, give us a call, 877-276-5084. We can take a look at that, see if we have a solution for you. And, you know, we're pretty flexible, so usually there's a way to work something out.
Well, and I will comment on that. We do have, you know, several clients that, you know, really could have benefited from this and not be in the predicament that they're in now, where they've actually had to hire you to defend themselves. And some, like, it's funny, some people, they don't want to pay those fees, but when you have to pay them, you know, you would have been better off trying to avoid the circumstances and situation. And, you know, having this broker counsel is great for real estate and the real estate needs, because there's so many laws that change, and especially these people that are doing these loan modifications. I was reading an article, this guy, not a real estate person, but it was doing modifications, and I think he collected it within like 4 years about $1.6 million in, you know, coercing people that he can stop sales, and, you know, they paid him on a monthly basis. And, you know, he's basically being convicted right now. So it's these, you know, you really need to know what the laws are with regards to real estate needs, modifications, the whole 10 yards, because they're out there in full force trying to shut people down, mm-hmm. including real estate people. And you're manned by the Department of Real Estate. You better make sure you're following the rules, because they'll come and squash you.
Right. Yeah, and there's no doubt about that. And, you know, it's good practice just to, you know, make sure you're running your business in compliance with a whole plethora of state and federal laws and commissioner regulations and, you know, real estate law and everything. So, but that's what we're here for. And, you know, we've been predominantly a real estate-focused law firm for, you know, what, seven? I guess we're going on almost 8 years now. So, but yeah, give us a call if you have something you want to go over this, or, you know, you need these kinds of services. Give us a call. We'll look into it and see what we can do to help you. So check that out, brokercouncil.com. And that's kind of a overview. Was anything else? That's actually, give me 1 second. Let's throw a let's throw this in here real quick. Actually, is there anything else on your list there, Frontline Lisey?
No, I believe that's probably it for me. I know I probably have about 10, 15 messages I need to answer. I had three different phones going here, so.
Do you? Okay. Well, we'll let you get running there. I think we will call it a show, and then keep in tune next time. This is Attorney Steve. Keep us in tune next time. We will have some more interesting topics. And as always, if you need some help, foreclosure options review, as they talked about in the song, give us a call, 877-276-5084. We can take a look at that and give you a roadmap, or try to help you decide what the best solution is for you. Short sales, same difference. If you want to talk about short sale deficiency liability, which is a hot topic, we've done some shows on that. Give us a call on that. Other than that, to all a good day. Be successful. Go forth and conquer. And we will be back soon with the Vondran Legal Hour. Thank you so much, Frontline Lisey.
Have a great day.
The preceding show consists of general legal information only and is not legal advice or a substitute for legal advice. Contact an attorney if you need legal advice. All information set forth on the show are opinions only and should not be relied upon as being accurate, as the law is subject to interpretation and is constantly evolving. The law offices of Stephen C. Vondran is licensed to practice law in California and Arizona, and we only serve clients in these two states. This is an advertisement and communication pursuant to the state bar rules. Vondran Legal Hour, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.